She looked at me for a long time, and then she held on to me, and we hugged each other tight. "Oh, Bee," said Sarah. We stood and held each other like that, and after we had been quiet for a long time, Sarah stood up straight and swept back her hair. "Go down and play with Charlie and Lawrence," she said. "I have to make a phone call." I looked at Sarah and she smiled at me, and I walked back down the steps to the place Lawrence and Charlie were playing. They were picking up the small round stones from the edge of the mud and throwing them into the river. When I came close, Charlie carried on throwing stones and Lawrence turned to me.
"Did you talk her out of it?" he said.
"Out of what?"
"Her book. She had some idea she was going to finish a book Andrew was writing. Didn't she tell you?"
"Yes, she told me. I did not talk her out of the book, but I did not talk her out of you, either."
Lawrence grinned. "Good girl, see? We're going to get along after all. Is she still upset? Why hasn't she come down here with you?"
"She is making a phone call."
"Fair enough."
We stood there for a moment, looking at each other.
"You still think I'm a bastard, don't you?"
I shrugged.
"I'm not," said Lawrence. "I'll even help you, if you help me."
"What help do you need from me?"
"You could just go, little Bee, couldn't you? Quietly and without fuss."
"I already thought about that."
"So what's stopping you? Money? I can give you money."
I looked down at my shoes and then I looked back up. "You will pay me to go away?"
"Don't make it sound like that. It isn't easy to get started in this country without money for food and rent. I don't want to put you on the streets, that's all."
He was still holding a stone in his hand, and I took it from between his fingers. It was warm and smooth, and I turned it around and around in my hands, polishing it with the moisture in my palms. I said, "What is your wife's name?"
Lawrence looked at his hands. "Linda."
"And your children?"
Lawrence did not look in my eyes. "Sonia," he said, "and Stephen, and Simon's the baby."